Good morning, Texas Tech. I'm Morgan Spruill, and on today's show, as always, we'll have current events and entertainment news, find out the specifics on Bieber's arrest, and later, we'll look at what's trending on Twitter and Pinterest.
I'm Kevin Wade, and later, we'll be discussing inappropriate police blotters and some interesting things going on around campus. We'll also be joined by Brian Grannon from the Texas Tech gymnastics team in studio. But first, here's KTXT News with Alyssa Russell and weather with Cutter Martin.
This is Alyssa Russell with your KTXT News Update. At least one American is confident the Sochi Winter Olympics will be safe. Former presidential candidate Mitt Romney was in charge of the 2002 Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City. He tells NBC's Today Show the Russians apparently have excellent intelligence on the movements and activities of potential terrorists. Romney says it also appears the Russians have done all they can to keep the game safe. A Texas court will determine today if a brain-dead pregnant woman can be taken off life support. Marlise Munoz has been on life support since November, when she was found unconscious in her home. The family of the 33-year-old has been trying to get her off life support, but doctors won't allow it due to the state law saying life-sustaining treatment can't be removed from a pregnant woman. Doctors are urging people to get flu shots. Experts say it's especially critical for people with underlying conditions who could easily develop serious infections in addition to the flu. Some underlying conditions include diabetes and heart conditions. One of America's oldest gun manufacturers says it won't follow California's controversial micro-stamping firearms law. Smith & Wesson has released a statement criticizing the law, which requires semi-automatic weapons to be micro-stamped. The technology prints the make, model, and serial number of the gun on a bullet when it is fired. And here's Cutter Martin with a look at our weather.
It is a frigid Friday morning, below 10 degrees inside Loop 289. Wind chills, however, closer to that zero mark. The coldest morning in several weeks, actually. But this afternoon, westerly winds, although gusty, will usher in warmer temperatures, warming through the 40s by lunch. Highs today, yeah, a good 40-degree turnaround near 50 degrees by 4 to 5 o'clock. And the warm weather actually continues this weekend. Highs in the 60s on Saturday, pushing 70 by Sunday ahead of our next cold front Sunday night. For the Raider, I'm Cutter Martin.
Good morning, everyone. It's Friday morning, 8:03, and the halls are empty. It's probably because it's freezing cold outside.
It's freezing cold, and it's Friday, so everyone wakes up at 7:30 to go to their 8 a.m., and they're like, no.
We'll be attending today.
But hey, we're here, and that's what really matters. So we are here for you, Lubbock. Just for you.
Every Monday, because Wednesday, we care. And Friday from 8 to 9 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TheRaider881, hashtag TheRaider881, okay, and Facebook.com/TheRaider881, and let us know what you think about the show. If you've got anything to say, come at us.
Say it.
So anyway, current events. So we talked about a few yesterday. They have some interest on Wednesday. My bad, it's Friday. With some interesting new developments in the stories.
Yes. So the ASU fraternity that had the party over Martin Luther King Day, and it basically, they wore some basketball jerseys. They were drinking out of watermelon cups. The whole shebang. I'm sure many of you have already heard about it this week. But these students have permanently severed ties with the university. The fraternity is being expelled after being suspended for those accusations. So
first they were suspended, now they're expelled.
Now they're expelled.
Wow, so the fraternity kicked off campus. Well, I think it's funny because I know ASU is a huge party school, but I wonder how many fraternities have been kicked off campus for parties, like, you know, over the history of ASU. Because, like, there was a few different polls that said it was, like, the biggest party school in the country, especially in terms of fraternity and sorority parties. So, hey, that's interesting.
Yeah, because they were already on probation for off-campus fight in 2012. And then they were also stripped of their chapter later on in 2012 because of an investigation that showed multiple instances of dangerous hazing. So,
oh boy,
they probably do just need to.
It's probably good.
That's, get off the campus.
That's what you call collegiate Darwinism. It just. All right. So I've got a few different things, a few different stories that might make your life with your smartphone a little bit easier and more safe. So a new study came out that says texting while walking affects your balance.
You know, no. I don't see how that happens because all I do is see when you text and you walk, they stop right in front of you and they're like, no one's behind me. I'm just gonna, you know, finish my text
out. I'm just gonna stand here. What I hate is when people stop on the stairwells
because
they're texting and they just like stand right in front of you and you just like run into them. And then they turn around and look at you like your fault.
Yeah, they always run into me and I'm like, okay.
It's pretty funny. But it says that it could affect your ability to understand your surroundings and see what you're doing and actually affect your balance. Something, well, yeah, if you're walking around typing on a phone, you're not looking at anywhere else you're going.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of obvious, but apparently it's like a big deal and there's this study and everyone's like, oh, thank you. Now we know not to text while we walk. And it's like drinking while you walk. You can't like actually drink, but if there was a study on that says drinking while you walk is harder than standing still and drinking. But anywho, that was in the news. Also, Apple is introducing a fix for the iOS 7 white screen of death or black screen of death. I don't know if you guys have. I haven't updated yet because I refuse.
I've updated.
I've seriously still on iOS 6. Apparently, some people, if you have a black iPhone 5S, or I guess, no, just iOS 7, not just the 5S. If you have on iOS 7, if you have a black iPhone, your phone will apparently randomly shut off and go to a black screen and reset.
Oh, yeah, I have and that then, exact phone.
Yeah, and then if you have a white one, it'll show a white screen and then just immediately reset itself. So apparently that's a big deal. But Apple is promising a fix in their next version of iOS 7. So if you have been plagued with your iPhone just shutting down randomly,
yeah, just make sure you're backing up your phone so that you don't lose all your, you know, that would be my biggest thing.
Is like losing all of your stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I just keep getting a whole bunch of corrupted data. That's probably
from what?
I have no clue. It'll say that my text messages are taking up like 2 gigabytes worth of space.
You're like, whoa.
And they're not. And so I have to redo my phone probably at least twice a month.
Yeah, I still have not gone to iOS 7, not really because I'm opposed to it, but because it wants me to take 3 gigabytes of data off my iPod to install it, and I'm like, I can't choose what to take off.
But I mean, if you like back everything up on the cloud, it'll come back.
Yeah, but it's a pain in the butt
because
you gotta sit there and do it. I'm lazy, guys. I'm lazy. Yeah, I'll probably delete all my apps and go through and delete, you know.
Because they come back, you know. Your pictures are usually fine, too.
Yeah, it's whatevs.
Well, Utah University is investigating a suspected sperm switch.
Kind of a what?
Crazy story. Yeah, a woman and her husband underwent infertility treatment in the early 1990s, which is kind of when, you know, that came like a trend and a big deal, and it was mainstream so that a lot of people, you know, started undergoing it. But now they learn that their daughter, contrary to what they thought, is not the man's biological child. So yeah, instead her biological father is a formal medical technician responsible for preparing the sperm samples.
Wait, what?
Yeah, and so that's a situation facing a family that received treatment at the University of Utah Community Laboratory and Reproductive Medical Technologies Inc., known as RMTI. But the university says it's investigating the case, and this, you know, it's really crazy. They interviewed the former technician. He died at 49 for some kind of lung disease, liver disease, I believe. But his wife said in a interview that he was really troubled, and if she could have left him, then she would have. But he threatened to kill her. And,
oh my
you know,
God!
She just said he was very unstable, and they were never to have children. But he told her one time that, don't worry about it because I have plenty of them.
He just kept switching out his own swimmers with the other people's.
Yes.
Oh my, it's like that Vince Vaughn movie. What's
Isn't that
new
scary?
Vince Vaughn movie where he's like the father of like 600 children
or
something?
Yeah,
That's
yeah,
what
we talked
what
about that.
About.
I can't remember what it's called though. We did talk about
Delivery
that
Man.
Yes, yeah. Delivery Man.
Oh man, that was funny. So this is like a real life like
yeah,
twisted
this is
Delivery
it is
Man.
It's not funny.
It's not funny at all, especially since 1,000 families he helped do this with.
Oh
and
gosh,
so 15 wow. have called a hotline already, and this is just you know since yesterday. So
oh no.
Yeah, awful, awful. But
that's really scary.
It is really scary, but yeah, she just said it seemed like Tom, which is the technician's name, was trying to be a decent person, but the good Tom, quote unquote, didn't stick around for long. So kind of eerie. But
oh boy.
Did he have multiple personalities?
You know, it really doesn't specify, just that she thought he was really unstable and
little
you know, obviously
crazy.
He had, I can't believe they allowed him to work seeing as he had a criminal record and body records.
He had a criminal record? Wow.
At work. Yeah, and so.
What? And I cannot get a job at, like, any restaurant in the world. And he can get a job. That just makes no sense.
Yeah, well, I mean, they were saying, you know, it was different in the 1990s, and,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
That's true.
So,
it was everyone.
And it wasn't
was...
like you could Google someone and, like,
no,
all their stuff
no.
would come up.
And so in entertainment news, which you've all been waiting for, and what I told y'all for the past week and a half would happen, Bieber was finally arrested
yes.
in Miami Beach. Although his bond was only set for $2,500, he was arrested Thursday after police say he drag raced down Miami Beach Street while under the influence of alcohol. So he was charged with a DUI, driving with an expired license, and resisting arrest.
Oh.
So
boy.
For the normal person.
But it's like, how can you get a DUI when you're underage?
Because
it's,
you're still driving.
Yeah, you're still driving.
You
driving. That's like a separate thing. Yeah, I feel like, well, you might. If you're not, you know, Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
But
police say that Bieber later admitted that he had been drinking, smoking marijuana, and taking prescription medication. And that was also backed up by a blood test they performed when he was being incarcerated or,
yeah.
you know, going through that whole process.
Good grief.
So.
Yeah. Funniest part about that is they say he was drag racing.
Mm-hmm.
He was really going like 59 in a 30. That's apparently what they call drag racing in a rented Lamborghini, apparently. So, you know, he was really opening that thing up at, you know, almost 60 miles an hour.
Wow.
You know, he's got to be stopped.
Yeah. I just don't see
grief.
How he doesn't understand, like, if you're already in the fire, why are you going to, you know, do more things to just
Well, we could
call
ask Lindsay Lohan that.
We yeah,
could
we
ask,
can.
We could
yeah.
ask Charlie
we'll
Sheen
up
that.
Later
yeah.
on
in
the show.
Singer Kylie Shariff was also pulled over and arrested as mm-hmm. well and charged with DUI along with Bieber.
His bond was set for $1,000. So
Alrighty.
I guess he didn't resist arrest like Bieber or something. Thing, but JWoww, the one of the stars off Jersey Shore, and she, I believe, has her own show with Snooki.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
she
good
is
grief.
Expecting her first child
yeah,
with her
girl.
Fiance.
Oh,
it's
God,
a
help
girl.
That child.
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry. I love JWoww. She's funny. Her and Snooki are funny.
She is. She claimed that in an interview that karma is really going to kick me in the butt with her, and I can definitely see what she's talking
yes.
about. You know, I always, what is that saying? It's like, when you have a child, it's like three times as bad as
mm-hmm.
how you
were. Comes back
yeah,
on you
it comes back on you
times,
three
yeah.
times, threefold, something like that.
Good grief.
So.
I trust JWoww as a mom a little bit more than Snooki. Like, I don't think that's saying
mom.
Much. Is she?
Yeah.
I've been following that. I'm cynical about that. But,
no,
hey,
like,
whatever.
She's really stepped up her responsibility.
Well, that's good.
Did
but
she
I mean,
undergo
also,
a bunch of plastic surgery? I just
no,
was flipping
she,
through channels, and she looks completely
she
different.
Got her teeth redone.
Oh,
and lost like 70 pounds.
It looks like yeah. she might have done something with her nose.
No,
or...
yeah, it's like her teeth are like times 10 bigger. Like I was a pre-dentistry major before journalism.
She pulled a Hillary
so
Duff.
So I can tell the teeth, like your teeth will change your entire face.
Really?
Yeah, so she got her teeth like...
How much does a procedure like that cost?
I mean, it depends on if you get a bridge or if you get each individual tooth done. And each individual tooth is usually like $1,000 each.
Oh
my
gosh.
If, depending on what kind of like material you get, if you get porcelain, if you get like a mixture, like an amalgam, like it all depends. But she, it looks like she got a bridge, like a veneer bridge all the way across from like canine to canine.
Well, wow. Alyssa, you just spat like a bunch of dentist talk at me.
I'm sorry.
It was
I'm
impressive.
Sorry.
It was very impressive.
I did pre-dentistry for in high school cool. before I got here.
Huh. Things we didn't know about Alyssa Russell.
Random right. stuff. I told y'all I did everything. Theater, dentistry, medical. I don't even know. I
well,
never
no one
anything.
Cry. There will be no more Spice Girls ever.
What?
So stop. Hopefully you cherished the group's 2012 London Olympics closing ceremonies reunion. Wow.
That was oh, really I
that
recorded
was the longest
it.
Title.
Right? because it will be their last. In a new issue of Vanity Fair Italy and Spain, former Spice Girl Victoria Beckham opened up about the reunion and squashed any hopes of future performances, saying, "I won't ever do it again." Oh. Period.
Wow.
Yeah. The woman formerly known
Bummer.
As Posh Spice said that to in an exclusive interview to the Daily Mail. So sorry, but she claims that she's moved on to bigger and better things.
Well,
and
good
so,
grief.
So yeah, isn't that awful? But
well, you know.
Well, maybe they can replace her. I'd be fine with that.
True, but they I just feel just like it maybe like, wouldn't be the same. But
it could be like, what is it, Destiny's Child? They replaced them a million times, and we were okay with that.
Very true, very true. Well, Ellen DeGeneres, she has her Daytime Talk Show host, which is pretty popular in America. And now it will be the first talk show to be aired in China.
Huh. Wow. American talk show in China.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
well, that's
awesome.
Actually a big step.
That yeah, is. It is a huge step. So 48 hours after it airs in the U.S., it will be broadcasted on some Chinese channels like Sohu.com, Inc. and Time Warner Inc. owned Warner Brothers domestic television stations. So
that's
really interesting.
Cool.
Yeah, that's pretty
props
cool.
Props to her. That's
right?
a big deal.
I can dig that.
Like, I don't know if you, like, did Oprah get that? I don't even know.
No, Ellen just goes over Oprah, be like, you might have all that Oprah, but I have a show in China.
Channel. I feel like Oprah, she has, because she won't be able to broadcast her channel there,
she
why
wouldn't
would she,
go there with
yeah,
her
why
show.
Would she, why would she do that? But
you're right.
Lastly, Bill Cosby is returning to NBC.
Yes, I am too excited for
nice.
This, y'all.
That's
yeah,
going to
yeah.
be awesome.
So, currently 76, he was, of course, on The Cosby Show, which was a massive hit in the 1980s, but now he will play the patriarch of a multi-generational family and a spokesperson for the network.
That's exciting.
So, that'll be kind of cool.
I'm going to watch it every day. I still watch The Cosby Show like it's new. Laugh at all the jokes, everything.
All righty. Well, we have Spring Diamond coming up by Sun Club, and we will be back.
Thank you.
Diamond by Sun Club. Kind of nice upbeat song for you on Friday morning at 8:19. DG has joined us in the studio.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good to see you.
I think some very interesting news, can we say?
Yeah, he came in here. He's like, I've got this sheet of paper. We need to talk about this stuff. It's awesome. So, what's going on, DG?
Well, the local newspaper, Lubbock Avalanche Journal, gets the police blotter from Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's kind of like a log of all of the bad things that have happened at Texas Tech University, at least that the police know about.
Yeah.
And and I actually happen to have
a copy of it.
So I think this might be a regular segment on the show. I don't know.
I hope so. I love these. I think it's the most interesting page in a newspaper, like a local newspaper.
It can be scary because you're like, wow.
You're like, that's
what really
happening.
Is going on at Texas Tech. But some of these we want to talk about just briefly. And these are over a week ago, so these are from last week. This week's will be out next week. So, you know, they're kind of a week behind. But this kind of lets you know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
This was, let's see, January 17th. That was last Friday.
It was.
12:16 p.m., so this was after lunch. A Texas Tech officer investigated improper photography or visual recording in the men's restroom of Coleman Residence Hall.
All right.
A student reported that he observed an unknown man recording him in the shower. Oh,
that is so scary.
Oh,
so
my good grief.
If you're over there at Coleman,
yeah, just watch
be
out.
Be careful heading to the shower.
Oh my gosh.
Numerous accidents all over campus. Let's see. Also, last Friday at 7:02 p.m., a tech officer arrested six students for possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia following a call in reference to a suspicious odor of marijuana. I would think odor of marijuana would be enough, but a suspicious odor.
Be, like, on the first floor. It smells bad, but it's not suspicious.
Correct.
So.
This was on the first floor of Gordon Hall.
Okay.
The suspects were taken to Lubbock County Jail. So,
are they expelled?
Don't know.
Interesting.
Each case is unique.
Mm-hmm.
All students are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law or in the dean's
office. Good cover,
office.
DG.
But, it's definitely not something that will be helpful for your transcript.
Definitely not. And I remember freshman year, I was living in Gates, I think, and it was just like there, the room next to us, I mean, there's no suspicious smell. All of the vents are linked together.
Yeah.
So if there's someone...
Is something burning? What's the smell?
I don't understand. I'm hungry. I don't know why.
That's why you can always smell when people burnt popcorn.
Yes. It would just ring throughout the entire
hall.
By
the way, speaking of burned popcorn,
that's a good segue.
No. I want to know who cleaned my microwave oven.
I did. I cleaned it.
That was you?
I did, yeah, because the other day when I came in there to heat up my coffee, I accidentally put it in there for 2 minutes too long, I believe. And the coffee exploded, and so I was like, I'm going to take it out.
I was heating up my breakfast burrito the other day, and I was like, this microwave is spotless. What is the deal? So I was curious.
Fantastic.
I was curious about it. So
well,
anyway.
Thank you.
Well, no,
DG.
Thank you.
I'm glad that
thank
you appreciate
it. I don't think that thing's ever been as clean as it is, except when it came out of the box.
Wow.
Anyway, on Saturday, this was just past midnight, a tech officer investigated an aggravated assault, parentheses, family violence, not the best kind, in the R1 parking lot. A student assaulted another student with a club.
Whoa, where do you even get a club?
Right? No. Listen, a club, quote unquote, club vehicle anti-theft device and a tire iron.
Ouch.
Whoa.
I think the club, that's the thing that locks your steering wheel.
Oh.
That bar you put on your steering wheel, right?
Dang.
And a tire, as if a tire iron wouldn't be enough. The student received minor injuries to the right side of his abdomen and upper back, but did not require medical treatment. You know, what would really be fun is to get the actual police reports and read the details.
Really?
Like, what color was the tire iron?
Yeah, exactly.
They don't even put a lot on there, though.
So an hour later, this also was last Saturday morning, a tech officer arrested a non-student for driving while intoxicated. After observing a suspicious vehicle in the R31 parking lot, the suspect was taken to Lubbock County Jail. The vehicle was towed by Lubbock Record Service to their impound lot. Now, which brought up an interesting point that we were talking about before going on air today, which is, back in my former life as a police dispatcher, 911 operator for the university, one thing I thought was hilarious, and it still happens today, you know, Tech PD likes to run traffic on the streets.
Yeah.
So if you're doing 20 and a half. They're going to nail you.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
20 and a half and a 20. Back in my day, and again, I don't think this has changed much, what really happens is they'll pull you over for speeding, but they automatically run your license plate and your driver's license. And what's amazing to me is how many hits they get on the computer on your driver's license. Because here's what usually happens. Most of the students that come to Texas Tech are from the Dallas area. We know this. That's our largest market, okay? And so let's say that you're coming back from Thanksgiving or Christmas break or whatever, and you're caught speeding in Abilene. DPS pulls you over for speeding somewhere on I-20, okay? And you don't deal with that ticket. If you don't deal with that ticket, it automatically goes to court, and you have to appear in court to contest it. And if you fail to appear in court, failure to appear results in an automatic warrant for your arrest. Wow. Okay? So let's say you had a DPS ticket somewhere in the state and you forgot about it, and then you're caught speeding on the Tech campus. What is Tech PD going to do?
They're going to run
your license, and it's going to show a flag on the computer. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to haul you downtown to jail. And that happens more often than not. And it's amazing.
It's interesting.
To me.
Well, I mean, because you said, like, what else are they going to do? They'd rather take you down there because then their shift is over.
I will tell you, the officers I worked with, and this would have been back in the 90s, and some of whom are still here at Tech. They're Tech PD. I was over at HSCPD, but several of them are officers here at Tech on main campus. And yeah, I would talk to them, and they would much rather haul somebody down to jail because that gets them out of having to do anything else for the rest of the shift, because they're processing the paperwork to put a student in jail. So if you ever wanted to know how the other half lives when they pull you over, that's usually what it is. It's not just you were caught speeding on campus, but
so you were caught speeding,
yeah,
and we are going to check everything
that
you've ever done.
Yeah, it'll always come back to bite you. But anyway,
my good grief.
The rest of these, you know, it's amazing how many iPhones are lost, how many public intoxication.
Wait, they put that in there?
Yeah, it's all in here.
Oh my gosh.
Lots of thefts. A theft report at the biology lecture hall, a wallet and contents reported stolen. So yeah, this does not surprise. I mean, when you talk about a community of 35,000 plus college age students, there's going to be some stuff happening.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that's the latest from the Texas Tech police blotter, and we'll try to bring more as
we need to do more of that. That's all very interesting.
But hey, be careful out there. Be nice. Be kind.
Pay your tickets.
Don't get the if the police are having to get involved, there's going to be trouble.
Yeah.
Okay, just saying.
And yes, don't go 20 miles. Go 19 miles an hour and pay your traffic tickets.
That's right. Take care of your tickets. They will come back to you. Be on your permanent transcript.
I'll tell you what. I got pulled over when I was like a sophomore going out of a rolling stop. I rolled a stop sign, not even like at an intersection, out of a parking lot at 1:30 in the morning. Got pulled over. Since I'm from New Mexico, it was a $200 ticket.
They're going to get you.
Well, don't be rolling stop signs at 1:30 in the morning.
That's right.
But hey, whatever. Have you had any run-ins, Morgan, with the Tech PD?
Not with Tech PD. My freshman year, I had a...
The sheriff's office has.
Yeah, no, for real, y'all. This is so serious. My freshman year, I had a crazy roommate. I don't know if she's still here listening or what, but... Girl, don't come find me and get me. But she used to, she used to cook tomato soup every single day. And so my room smelled so bad, like the little dorm room and Horn and Knapp. And her boyfriend would come and stay. And one night they decided to go take a shower together. And it's an all-girls dorm.
I didn't think that was allowed.
It's not allowed. Okay, it's checking. Not. And so she snuck him in and they went and took the shower, whatever. Well, this girl came out in her towel and was like freaking out, went and told the CA. CA comes like and knocks my door and to see if she's in there and tells me what's going on. And then she calls the Tech PD and they go in there and they're like, you know, I don't really know the details from that point, but his picture was put up on the wall and was like, this guy is forbidden from the dorm.
Have you seen this man?
Yeah.
Keep him out.
Man, seriously, banned from a dorm.
Him,
that's fantastic.
You need to let us know.
Bad boys,
pretty
bad
funny.
Boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Anyway.
Oh, gosh.
All right, coming up next, I think we've got some news and more weather. And then
Stereotype by Sim Sawyer.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Oh, of course, DG. As always, we'll play that Stereotype by Sim Sawyer within the next 20 minutes or so, so after news and weather, but enjoy.
Mm-hmm. This is Alyssa Russell with your KTXT News Update. A Texas court will determine today if a brain-dead pregnant woman can be taken off life support. Marlise Munoz has been on life support since November when she was found unconscious in her home. The family of the 33-year-old woman has been trying to get her off life support, but doctors wouldn't allow it due to a state law saying life-sustaining treatment can't be removed from a pregnant woman. Researchers suggest the number of cases of children diagnosed with autism may go down with the introduction of a new checklist. They found that with the new checklist, about 19% of the kids would not be diagnosed with autism today. It's all based on the fifth edition of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, which defines the autism spectrum disorder by using 7 diagnostic criteria instead of the 12 used previously. One of America's oldest gun manufacturers says it won't follow California's controversial micro-stamping firearms law. Smith & Wesson has released a statement criticizing the law, which requires semi-automatic weapons to be micro-stamped. The technology prints the make, model, and serial number of the gun on a bullet when it is fired. And here's Cutter Martin with a look at our weather.
It is a frigid Friday morning, below 10 degrees inside Loop 289. Wind chills, however, closer to that zero mark. The coldest morning in several weeks, actually. But this afternoon, westerly winds, although gusty, will usher in warmer temperatures, warming through the 40s by lunch. Highs today, yeah, a good 40-degree turnaround, near 50 degrees by 4 to 5 o'clock. And the warm weather actually continues this weekend. Highs in the 60s on Saturday, pushing 70 by Sunday ahead of our next cold front Sunday night. For the Raider, I'm Cutter Martin.
Thank you, Cutter. I hope it's warm this weekend. I cannot stand the cold any longer.
Oh, you don't love just having to, like, you know, tense every muscle in your body to get across campus while it's freezing cold and the wind's blowing? Yeah, no. Not fun.
Well, in the studio, we have Brian Grannon with us. He is on the gymnastics team. So, hi, Brian.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Thanks for being here. Good. How you doing?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So, hold out. Oh, go ahead.
It is. So, tell us a little bit about the gymnastics team. Are y'all an official tech sport? Are y'all a club?
Well, technically, we are a rec-centered club.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But we actually compete around the state of Texas with other schools. Even OU comes down to compete with us.
Oh, cool.
And then I think in March, we have a national gymnastics meet. I think this year it's in Tennessee.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, we compete with everyone across the country. It's so much fun. There's so much teamwork, and it's just great.
That's fantastic. That. Mm-hmm. How many schools have these gymnastics teams? And are any of them actual NCAA sports, or are they all just rec-sponsored clubs?
Well, I think like OU and A&M actually have like NCAA actual sports teams that compete when outside, like just inter-college. But for the most part, yeah, it's a lot of just rec sports, people who just like to do gymnastics.
Yeah.
That's cool.
How long did you do gymnastics? Is this something that you've been kind of lifelong developing thing? Or?
Not at all. I actually did theater in high school, and then I got to college, and I was like, okay, let's try something different.
Wow,
yeah, something really different.
And so I joined gymnastics, and they were just great about it. They taught me, you know, how to do a handstand, a cartwheel, back handspring, stuff like that.
That's pretty cool. So you can just join even if you have no previous gymnastics experience.
Yeah, you just got to be willing to do it, and you just got to love to do it, and they'll just take you, teach you stuff, whatever you want to know.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
How long do y'all practice?
We spend most of the fall semester, like, you know, you have to come practice like 2 or 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much you just come in fall semester, and then during the spring semester is when we actually have competition. We go to A&M this weekend to compete.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. I hope y'all beat them.
Yeah.
Us too. It'll be interesting this year.
Well, cool. So what is your favorite? I know there's, I'm not familiar with the male gymnastic there, you know, like, because y'all don't do vault and stuff. Are you, you do bars or, you know, you do like certain things. So what do y'all do?
The guys can do floor, which is different than girls. We don't have music for floor.
What?
Yeah, guys just have to go back and forth across the floor a couple times.
Dang.
Don't have any music.
Do you hate that? Would you rather have music?
Well, if the music actually comes with, like, you have to do dance moves.
Yeah, the girls do all more like a dance.
Like, these graceful swan moves and stuff like that. So we don't have to do that, which is nice. And then we also have vaults. We do vaults. I do vault. I like vault.
Okay, cool.
We also have parallel bars, which is probably the scariest event for me.
Really?
It's actually only, like, 6 feet off the ground, and you swing around. And
mm-hmm.
Then you have high bar, which is difficult pommel horse, and then you have the still rings, which are people mostly
that seems like that would be the most difficult, because like I've tried to pull myself up on one of those. That's hard.
For that one, you do a lot of swinging up into the positions up there, so you don't have to do much pulling.
You just have to hold yourself once you're up there.
Right, you just have to keep your body tight.
Do that stuff, cool.
So what's your favorite event?
Probably floor. I like to do floor. Tumbling. Right. Tumbling around's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, cool. I always loved tumbling. I was in gymnastics when I was really little, and then I was like, this is just not for me. It was like some moms and like some people get so into it, they're like homeschooled, and they go so many times a deal, but I only liked tumbling. I didn't like anything else, and so I did that power tumbling for a while, but it was my favorite. Yeah. I love this. Y'all have a spring floor, y'all have just like a regular
No, we have the spring floor, with the foam and all that.
Very cool.
That's very cool. Where is that? Like here at Tech?
No, we actually go off campus, go to Rock Solid Athletics.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
For most of our workouts, because we can't just do tumbling in the rec center.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be frowned upon.
Right. just run to the middle of like the six basketball courts, just like tumble all the way across.
Do cartwheels around the running track.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that'd be pretty cool. Like do a whole Anywho,
have y'all won any awards this year or anything yet?
We actually haven't started competing yet. This will be our first meet.
Alrighty, and what about last semester? Did y'all do pretty good or?
Oh, last semester we just did a lot of fundraising and all that.
Okay, so this is really the season for that, is the spring semester. And how many meets are you guys going to go to this semester?
I think there's only 4 meets and then nationals this year.
Okay, very, very cool. And does everyone go to nationals, or do you pick your best, or how do you determine who does that?
It depends on how our funding is,
how
good we were at fundraising.
Yeah.
If so, we might have to just say, a couple people need to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly everyone will get to go to nationals. They're really good about that, make sure everyone gets to compete, and nationals is the most fun. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, for sure.
Are there any like stars or people that are super exceptional on y'all's team or anything?
Oh gosh, so many people.
Really? That many, huh?
Go ahead.
There were a lot of people that were really good that have already graduated. Like one of my friends, Matthew Amadeo, he was amazing.
Matt, I knew Matt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, one of his friends is one of my really good friends, so one of those weird things. But yeah, he was pretty cool.
And then we got Kristen Sackey, who just graduated, but she works at the rec now too. Mm-hmm. So she was an amazing gymnast. They just have a lot of really great people there.
Mm-hmm. That's how big is the team?
This year it's only about 10 to 15 people.
Okay. How big has it been in the past?
My freshman year was about 18 people.
Oh, okay, cool. So like 10 to 20 people. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. Well, cool. We will be back in the studio here in a minute with Brian Grannon of the Texas Tech Gymnastics team. And right now we have Stereotype by Samsaya. was Stereotype by Sam Saya. Great song. I was dancing around a little bit in here. We are here in studio at 8:40 a.m. with Brian Grannon from the Texas Tech Gymnastics team. Again, Brian, thanks for being here.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And we've been talking just a little bit about the gymnastics team and what they do. And this is really interesting. I was kind of vaguely aware that we had a gymnastics team, mostly because of the but before every game, you guys will go to Raider Gate and do the flips for tips. Is that what it is?
Yeah, we go around to all the tailgates and just do flips, and people will give us cash. And we actually do a lot of our fundraising that way.
Really?
That's cool. How much of your fundraising can you actually do with that? Like,
oh, man. On a really good day, we can make upwards of $1,000.
Oh, whoa! Hey, awesome.
Those are on the best days, but yeah, we can make around that much.
Oh, that's cool. Great. Yeah, if you go closer to the stadium, you get like the really high profile tailgaters.
Oh, yeah. Every now and then, we'll get like one drunk guy give us like $100.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll be like, all right, well.
That's who we target, is the intoxicated people walking around.
Yes, definitely.
Well, how did you find out about the group here? Did you just, you went to the rec and, you know, kind of one of those things, or?
Actually, at my freshman orientation, I was going around and they had, like, the organization's fair and they were there. And I was like, hey, that seems like a good way to stay in shape and seems like cool. So yeah. I joined up.
Pretty cool.
And what are some of the biggest perks if you know, have any for joining a rec team? Do you get a free membership or like, do you get anything, any props?
I guess the best perk is I just get to go around to, like, a gymnastics gym and do flips onto mats and the kind of things you don't normally get to do.
Who wouldn't want to do that?
Do y'all have to pay like a leasing fee or anything?
Oh,
like
we have like dues every semester.
I just didn't know if maybe they were like, out of the kindness of our heart. No. You know?
Yeah, no. We will let you be here for free and do flips on our floor. Yeah.
No, we have an agreement with them. They get like a tax break for having a tech team.
Oh, okay.
Oh, very cool.
Pay them a little bit.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. Cool.
Well, do you have any advice or anything for some of our listeners out there that might want to join or maybe get involved?
If you really seem interested in it, get out there, talk to current president Rudy Fernandez. We'll love to have you. Mm-hmm. You know, we're always recruiting. Yeah, it's just a lot of fun.
And where can they find info on the team? I know there's flyers around the rec center for rec sports.
You can also go to OrgSync.
Okay.
Or you can look us up on Facebook.
Okay. Very, very cool. And you actually said, departing from gymnastics a little bit, you said you were listening to our police blotter story that you actually had a situation running with the Texas Tech Police Department.
I did. My freshman year, I rolled through a stop sign like you did. And a cop pulled me over, and I was like, oh, man, this is awful. And so I was digging around my glove compartment. I'd never been pulled over before. I was like, what do I grab?
Yeah, this paper? I don't know.
This is a tissue. I don't need that. And then the cop comes up to my truck, and I'm like, the window doesn't even come down. And so he tells me just open the door. And he's like, you know why I pulled you over? Yeah, I rolled through the stop sign. I'm sorry. And he's like, is there an emergency? Is there someone you urgently need to get to? And I was like, no, I'm just on the way back from gymnastics practice. He's like, oh, I used to do gymnastics. I was like, really?
Here's my way out.
Yeah. And so we talked about that for a minute. And he was like, yeah, just don't do it again.
Just do
it. I was like, okay, all right, cool. Okay, thanks, bye. It's pretty funny.
Well, very cool. Do y'all have any uniforms or any?
We have leotards.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Cool. Do y'all have like red and black ones? Like
Red, red and black.
Very cool.
They're really cool.
I would love to see those. That's always like my favorite part of watching the Olympics, is like seeing all the uniforms and stuff like that.
Morgan likes gymnastics, the fashion.
Gymnastics is my favorite sport to watch, though. It's awesome.
It is actually really incredible. Cool.
So I had a question about you. You talked about all these different things in the floor and the tumbling and the pod. Did you say you did what was the other one that you do?
I do floor and vault.
Floor and vault. So what is it? What does that look like? I know it's probably not as intense as like, you know, the people who do it in the Olympics, obviously.
Not.
But like, I feel like I want to know what's like a winning vault or like a winning floor routine. What does a floor routine look like for you?
Oh, for me, I'm not a very good gymnast. I don't.
Oh, I'm sure that's
the people who are doing it since they were little. They can do triple front handsprings. And they'll flip like four times in the air before hitting the ground again.
And you're just like, whoa.
And I'll like land like shaky after one somersault.
You'll be like, yeah.
Hey, you gotta start somewhere.
I didn't fall on my butt that time.
Like, all right.
But for me, floor, it's you start in one corner, you do your arms out and point them towards the sky. It's very technical.
Of course, you have to start like that.
Yeah, and then you have to hit every four corners when you're a guy, and you have to make sure you have a front pass, a back pass, or a sideways pass.
So they really try and make it as formulaic as possible.
Exactly.
So, like, if everyone has to do this checklist of things, but within that you can do whatever you want.
Exactly, and it's very technical. The more difficult your skill, that's how many points you get. If you do mess up on it, then you, like, get points deducted.
Okay.
It's very, very technical.
So, like, higher risk, higher reward. Like, if you try a hard thing, like, you could get more points, but it's easier to screw up on.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, and vault, for people that don't know, is basically, like, a running strip, right? And you're,
exactly.
And it's, you jump up on it, and you're only allowed to touch your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of crazy. It's like you see these people running full speed ahead,
And
then they jump, and they put their hands on, how would you describe that? Like a table? It's not a table. I mean,
it's kind of like a slant. It's kind of like one of those, like, architecture drafting tables that you, I don't know. What is it?
How would you describe that?
It's basically a table.
Okay. So
you nailed it, Morgan.
It's like a soft table that's covered in, like, football leather.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And so you run full speed at it. You can, like, ram right into it. It wouldn't hurt you that much. It would just, like, knock the wind out.
There's videos of that with people just ramming straight into it.
Mm-hmm. What do you do on that?
I do front handsprings, round offs.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. For those, I actually get, like, a fairly high score for that because it's a very basic move. But as long as you're very neat with it and you don't, like, land sideways, then you actually get a pretty high score.
Yeah. Well, that's really interesting. You were just actually also telling us that you're interested in doing stuff here at the radio station,
right?
That
is very true.
Yay. All right. What do you want to do?
I would actually love to do news or... Yeah, I'd love to do news.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And you talked with Kira yesterday about that?
I did. No,
that's pretty cool,
yeah. Just a quick run-through of all of it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, and hey, again, another quick plug. If you are interested in coming here and doing radio, you know, you can. Just walk in, tell us what you want to do, and, you know, we'll get you. Might even get to be a guest on the morning show.
I know, right? No, we had a meeting last night at 7 in the third floor lounge of the College of Media and Communication, and we're having a training this Saturday, if you're interested, from probably 11 to maybe around 1 or 2. So if you want to participate, you're more than welcome to. But we actually saw Brian there last night. And he told us that he was interested in doing news, and so it just comes to show you that, you know.
And well, like he does gymnastics, let's put him on the show.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
So, cool stuff. But anyways, coming up is one of my favorite songs in the whole entire world. I hope you enjoy it because it's Friday and it's perfect for it. So Hold On by Alabama Shakes. And that was Hold On by Alabama Shakes. I don't know why I had such a hard time getting that out. But
she just loves the song so much.
I do. I got so excited.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah, it was really good. I've never heard it before.
Mm-hmm. Never heard that one? I think I know one.
I love it. Probably, I would say they're like capstone
okay,
song.
That's the
like,
one everyone knows.
The one
knows.
They're most popular for and all of that good stuff. But if you've been on Twitter today, some really great hashtags.
That's a good day for trending hashtags.
We have, we will always support you, Justin. Hashtag.
All is one hashtag.
All oh, one. Wow. And then we also have Deport Bieber hashtag. So
no.
We got two ends of the spectrum, but they're both trending.
A lot of
so
different.
Just good to know. If you feel like getting your anger out that way, there's two you can choose
or
from.
Or if you love Justin so much and you want to see him back out doing whatever he's doing. Whatever. I thought that was hilarious. There was a post when you clicked on the Deport Bieber thing. Mm-hmm. There was a post on Twitter taking a picture of Miley Cyrus and a picture of Justin Bieber and slashing them together. And just replacing like parts of the face.
It is so funny.
It's like uncanny. They fit together perfectly, and it looks like the creepiest, scariest celebrity mashup you've ever seen. Like, what would you do if they're like, we have cloned Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus together to make the ultimate bad boy slash girl pop star?
That is just too much time. Like, why would you have that much time?
I don't know, but the picture's pretty fantastic.
Well, the reason they were able to do it so well is because of her hair. Girl, if you would just get some extensions or taking those biotin pills.
She needs to
grow. Oh my God, you're like, girl, get the hair, skin, and nail
peels. She's spiking it up like a dude. She's like taking it and like spiking it straight up and
which
doing
is,
that
whole
thing.
Which is, it's trending right now.
Hey,
it's
I used
cool,
to have my hair
some
like
people
that.
Can pull
did
it
you,
off.
Alyssa?
In high school, I had my hair like that with purple. So oh, don't
wow.
judge.
All right.
Hey, I told y'all, I did the craziest
stuff. Yeah, we're
stuff.
Learning all sorts of fun stuff about Alyssa. She was pre-dentistry, and she had short, purple, spiked up hair.
Yeah, and it was really easy to do, like 10 times easier than long hair.
See, that's what I'm saying. Girls just lock your hair off. You just wake up. Just, you don't have to mess with
it. Yeah, like, and if you didn't have, like, colors, like how she bleaches her hair. So it's harder to have longer hair, of course, like when you dye it all the time.
Yeah, well, also trending DUI, of course. Vine and Rafael Nadal. I guess he's a tennis player, which I just recently found out seconds ago.
Yeah, Rafael Nadal. All kinds of, like, super manly pictures about him. Which is great, I guess. I don't know. I don't really follow tennis, I guess. Was there a big game between Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal? Because Federer is also trending.
I love tennis. That's the only sport.
So what was
going?
Was there a big? Oh, it's the Australian Open, isn't it? The Australian Open. So I guess they played each other, which doesn't surprise me. They're both fantastic.
Yeah, Federer is like, I used to have posters of him. He's amazing.
Ooh, he's cute.
I had such a crush, a big old crush on him, and now that I look at it.
So this is Man Crush Monday.
What was I thinking?
Well, trending on Pinterest on the popular page, we got some really interesting stuff.
Yeah, this is
of
where
course,
I tune out
because
I'm a dude.
I always hate to go to this page because like 99% of it is wedding stuff, and it's like. Makes you feel all gloomy for the rest of the day. Like, no, just kidding. But
what is that, like a shark with a baby face? I'm very confused.
One of the first pictures is a tattoo of a shark with a baby's head in it.
Oh, no, it's the baby's body. It's like a baby in a shark costume. I don't know. Whatever it is, that's the weirdest tattoo I've seen in a long time.
But this looks really interesting for girls. Do-it-yourself paper flower wall. It looks really super awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
And supposedly it's
those.
Really easy. So.
They are. I used to do those and sell them. And people would buy them because they're too lazy.
Well, you hear that if you're low on money, college students, girls, I'm sure this is aimed at you because I don't really think that guys would. But if they do, I'm sure
you can still make them. Yeah, just don't use like a camo paper or something. You just use different paper.
Yeah, that immediately makes it manly.
It does. Like camo or black. Like that's it. That's a guy.
Well,
silver.
This crock pot loaded baked potato soup looks so amazing. And I just thought I would share it because it is cold today, and all you do is you basically get 3 pounds of baked potatoes. That's a lot, but you can adjust. You cut in 1/2-inch cubes. You get 1 quart of chicken broth, 4 garlic cloves minced, 1/4 cup of butter, 2.5 teaspoons of salt, pepper, milk, all the shebang, but it's really, really easy. You just throw it in a crock pot. and let it go for about 20 minutes and it's ready. So
wow,
if you would love to get more details on that, you can go on the Pinterest.com popular page and type in crockpot loaded baked potato soup.
That really does look good.
If you do try it, let us know and yes, tweet or I guess hit us up on Facebook at the Raider881. That's for both of them. I would love to, or you can just bring us some.
Yeah,
bring leftovers.
Yes.
Let
so
us
we
know.
Can try it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love these. You know, here in the College of Media and Communication, we kind of talk about memes or memes, whatever you want to call them.
I think it's memes.
A lot
yeah.
of memes, whichever you prefer. But I think they're hilarious.
Me
and
too.
It's so funny. You can take your own picture of anything and basically put words to, I don't know, I guess illustrate what it is you're trying to do. But there's tons of funny ones like that. If you need a little pick-me-up today, mm-hmm. go
best,
check
especially
those
ones
out.
With babies. Ones with babies and dogs. Babies and dogs, those are
yes.
like the best memes, is when you've got a little tiny puppy or a baby with a ridiculous face on.
Mm-hmm. We used to do a meme of my friend Brad, because he just was like a crazy drunk person. And so, like, he would go to PM, like bar PM, mm-hmm. and forget that he was there and
nice.
Ask us if we wanted to go to PM.
At
so,
PM?
At PM.
Wow.
So we would, like, there was a picture
classy.
Of him at PM, and we put, like, over his face, like, want to go to PM, already at PM, and, like, to this day, it still makes me laugh. Like, no one else gets it.
That's fantastic.
My roommate's judging me for laughing
actually,
at it.
Actually, one of my good friends, Josh Blount, you might have seen this photo circling around. It was on NBA memes. It was also on a few other sporting memes. It's this little dude in a Lakers jersey, and uh-huh. he's playing, and well, you can't tell, it's just this dude, and he's doing all these crazy basketball moves, and the last one is just like him going crazy, and I looked and it's my buddy Josh.
What?
So I thought that was crazy, but it's going like everywhere, so hey, that was
that's
exciting.
My goal is to like know someone that's a famous meme.
Well, we appreciate you spending your morning with us here at KTXT 88.1 FM, The Raider. Woo. And you can always listen on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 8 to 9. And again, we would love to hear your feedback on the show. Let us know if there's anything you'd love to hear about, any songs you'd like to hear in the mornings. And you can do that at The Raider 88.1 on Twitter and Facebook.
Thanks for joining us.
Mm-hmm.